Hi everyone, it's Helen from the Beacon Centre. We hope you're all well and enjoying some of the nicer weather we've been having in recent days. There's nothing like feeling the warm sun on your face, right? It's cheered many of us up these last few weeks after what seemed like a never-ending winter. But if you have sight loss, the glare from the sun can be a real pain during the warmer months. If you want to reduce glare and make life more comfortable, why not try a pair of filter glasses designed especially for people with sight loss? Our expert sight loss advisors can help you find the right pair for you. Find out more about the range we have for sale by calling 01902 880 111 Mondays to Fridays. Now, as we've told you last week, we have loved being able to open the doors to our wonderful shops again this month. We're so grateful for the incredible support we've received after we've done it. Like many charities though, we've received an influx of donations, so we're kindly asking if anyone wants to pass something on to us, please think before giving. Is your item in good condition? Does it work? Is it something you would buy? And does it conform to safety standards? And don't forget, please call us in advance of donating to check we're able to accept items. Thanks so much for your support. This week, we thought we'd also bring you some news of local events we thought you might be interested in. First up is the upcoming digital launch of Seeing in Isolation, a project by multi-story photographer Karen Visser and our friends at Samwell Visually Impaired. In a very short space of time at the beginning of a pandemic, blind and visually impaired members of Samwell Visually Impaired overcame the hurdles of working virtually so they could collaborate with photographer Karen Visser. They shared personal stories and photographs in their family albums, did audio recordings, and some found a way to make their own photographs and videos. The result is a series of digital stories of personal accounts that challenge prevailing perspectives on what it might be like to be blind or visually impaired. The digital stories will be launched at two events which will take place on Zoom. The first on May the 6th from 2 to 3:15pm and the second on May the 8th from 5 to 6:15pm. Visit www.multistory.org.uk/project/seeing-in-isolation. Our friends at Black Country Touring have also started a fantastic new project where you can receive a 15-minute one-to-one poem, story or song all over the telephone. To book a free performance, head to www.bctouring.co.uk/book-dial-a-story. That's www.bctouring.co.uk/book-dial-a-story. That's it for this week. Hopefully I'll be back catching up with you again soon.